Well, hello and welcome to a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 4th of January 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Well, for me, it's back to work tomorrow, and I think that's the same for many of us. Some of you may not have had any time off over Christmas, of course, or might not be back at work tomorrow, but it's certainly a case for me. Back to work tomorrow, and in many ways, I feel it's back to normality, back into the routine, our Monday to Friday working week, the weekends. I know that's not necessarily always the case, but it's just the routine, it's the normality of things that I quite like. Now, we have had a bit of a cold snap here, which I find to be rather pleasant. Nice crisp frost just scrunching underfoot. It's not something we get very much here. Because I live quite close to the sea, we have a bit of a warming effect from the sea. We also have a river and things like that that just make our microclimate here quite a bit warmer in the winter but cooler in the summer. And all that means is that we very, very rarely get a hard frost, but these last few days we are seeing some pretty cold temperatures. Thankfully, I thought ahead and I protected my plants that need protecting in advance. And this is something I want to talk about tonight. If you haven't got any tender plants, you haven't got to worry about it, but I expect most of you have protected your plants by now. And this could be as simple as just potting a net cover over them just to keep them warm, or potting them into a cold frame or greenhouse or cloche or anything that's just going to trap in a bit of heat and again help keep them warm. In the case of seed starting, if you are sowing any seeds, propagators, heat mats and grow lights are a must to get the heat up for those seeds to germinate. Something I have a lot of, but I also want to get more of. And in a greenhouse, we do need to think about heaters. Now, a heated greenhouse is obviously a luxury and it may be something that many of us can't afford. But a frost-free greenhouse might need a heater. Now, this could be a genuine electrical greenhouse heater or a paraffin heater. But a simple and effective trick that if you do have a greenhouse that you need to keep warm is just by simply popping a candle in there under a terracotta pot. And that might just be enough to keep the frost out of your greenhouse and keep your plants in there a little bit warmer. Of course, it is a naked flame, so I don't like doing that myself. I've recently, for Christmas, got a diesel heater, which I'm hoping to plumb into these sort of areas. So once I've got that working, I'll be able to tell you if it works or not. Now, I've got no seeds to sow this week. Our seeds have been sent out for this month. And the first seeds that we are going to sow is on Thursday. So I'm not going to jump ahead just yet. I will talk about that on Thursday, of course. I keep thinking I need to do these podcasts in the morning so you actually hear how to sow the seeds in the morning before you sow them. But that's something I've got to think about. Anyway, because I've got no seeds to sow, I want to talk to you about my weekend. I said on Thursday, I've had this horrible, horrible cold for a few days. So I was looking forward to getting out to the allotment and the into the garden, which Friday I did visit the allotment as I had planned to do, and it felt really good to get down there. Really did help cure the cold. I had a bit of a wander around, just checking on everything, making sure everything was okay. I noticed that one of the glass panels on the greenhouse is actually smashed, which, not a huge problem, we can easily sort that out, but it is annoying at the same time. I didn't do anything about it then because I didn't have anything to worry at that time. However, I did wander around the whole allotment and just made a note of all the tasks that I want to do over the coming weeks. This is something I do quite often, and it's a good way for me for keeping on track. And I like to follow this up with Nat charts and things like that. Anyway, that was one of the tasks that I did. And then one of the things that I had on my list is to coppice the hazel tree and tidy up that general area around my hazel tree, my gooseberries and my cherry tree. So I did that. I coppiced my hazel tree, which of course gives me hazel sticks. Now, I grow hazel tree, of course, for hazelnuts, but also for hazel sticks, which are a great alternative to bamboo canes. We use them for growing beans and peas up, and they're just such a cheap alternative. And they grow on my allotment. So I really, really like having a hazel tree on my allotment. Anyway, once the hazel tree was coppiced, cut down basically, it then gave me a chance to give that entire area a good tidy up. And I got a bit more to do when I go back down on next weekend. Then on Saturday I was at home. Now usually Saturday would be allotment day, but Roxy was booked for the groomers on Saturday morning, so I changed it around because I just needed to get to the allotment. However, the groomer cancelled early in the morning. She was unwell, so it didn't quite go as I thought it. But that meant I got more time in the garden. And I basically just started my garden from the bottom end, just working my way up, tidying things up, clipping things that needed clipping, and just working my way through. And I feel all the better for it as well. I didn't quite get to the end of the garden where all my pots are, which I wanted to get them stored away better and properly. But hopefully that can happen during the week and next weekend. But it was quite a productive weekend. You know, when you sit back and you feel like you actually achieved something and you can see the difference, but you can't put into words what you've actually done. That kind of feels how this weekend has gone. We've sowed lots of seeds as well. Now, we've had a bit of a debate about sowing seeds on our live stream today, because one of the things that often happens at this time of year, people get really anxious. They want to sow lots and lots of seeds, myself included. But is it really worth it? Was a question I was asking on tonight's live stream. My answer to that is, in many cases, no. And I say that because obviously we are sowing seeds that I've selected to be sown. But things like tomatoes, cucumbers, courgettes, it's not worth sowing it just yet because they're going to get too big and they're going to take up too much room before it really warms up enough for them to go anywhere. However, I did have to sow some of these seeds as part of a mission, a challenge on the live stream, so it will be interesting to see how they get on. As an example, I've sown cucumbers, courgettes, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts, and there was one more which I can't remember off the top of my head. A chard, that was it. How these will get on, we don't know. This is completely wrong time in my eyes to sow them, but whether they work or not, we will see. Anyway, I hope you've had a productive weekend yourself. Hopefully you're looking forward to getting back to normality, as I call it. But I'm going to wrap this one up. We will be back again on Thursday where we're going to be sowing our seeds. Like I say, if I get time, I might try and do it in the morning, but don't hold out for that. Right, you take care, guys. I'll speak to you again next time.